The Justice Department says it will use secret evidence to justify its shutdown of the Holy Land Foundation. In December, the government froze the charity's assets and padlocked its offices because of alleged connections with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The charity says it has nothing to do with terrorism and will fight the government's use of secret evidence, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Osama Ciblani receives about 24 phone calls each day from people concerned about what's happened to the charities. Ciblani is the editor of the Arab American News, a Detroit weekly. He says callers want to contribute money but don't know who to give it to. In December, the Treasury Department shut down the Holy Land Foundation and froze the assets of two other charities, Global Relief and Benevolence International. Ciblani says the government's action strikes at Muslims' generosity.
We believe that we have been looted. We have been robbed of our rights. And when you close them down and you charge them and you label them with terrorist organizations, that really hurts.
Ciblani shared that sentiment last week with Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who was in Detroit to talk with Muslim leaders about their concerns. The Treasury Secretary told Ciblani he would look into ways to free up some of the frozen assets so they could be used to help the needy in places like Afghanistan and the West Bank. Ciblani says Israel's offensive on the West Bank has made the shutdown of the charities even more frustrating.
The Palestinians are suffering, and they are really in a humanitarian dire need for assistance. And we cannot do anything about it because those organizations who were here in the United States established, they have the ways and means to raise the fund and deliver it to the needy in Palestine and the occupied territory. They have been shut down by the authorities.
According to the government, it's precisely because the Holy Land Foundation was supporting Palestinian groups that it was shut down. A memo prepared by the head of the FBI's counterterrorism division, Dale Watson, alleges numerous connections between the foundation and the Palestinian militant group Hamas going back to 1993. Watson describes the Holy Land Foundation as the primary fundraising entity for Hamas. That's a charge Holy Land officials flatly deny. In a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, the foundation says any contacts with Hamas occurred before 1995, when the group was placed on the U.S. list of terrorist organizations. Holy Land Foundation officials say that not a single penny of the group's money has ever gone to Hamas. And they say their spending on the West Bank and Gaza has always been for humanitarian causes. Matthew Levitt is a former FBI counterterrorism analyst who's familiar with the government's case. He says there's plenty of information linking the foundation with Hamas after it was outlawed in 1995. And he says it doesn't matter what purpose the money was used for.
The government actually does not need to prove that the Holy Land Foundation funded the purchase of a single bullet. In fact, it would be very difficult to trace a dollar to a bullet. All it needs to do is trace the money that the Holy Land Foundation raises to Hamas and indicate that when the Holy Land Foundation was raising those funds, it knew that it was raising funds for Hamas and intended for the funds to be going to Hamas.
Yesterday, the government said it intended to strengthen its case against the Holy Land Foundation by introducing classified material as evidence. Justice Department lawyers say they would ask that the evidence be reviewed just by the judge and not made available to the charity's lawyers or to the public. The federal judge hearing the case, Gladys Kessler, said she's a strong advocate for full public disclosure and that the government will have a, quote, heavy burden to prove that any evidence submitted should not be on the public record. Earlier this month, a federal appeals court upheld the government's right to use secret evidence in its case against another Muslim charity, Global Relief. The charity's attorney, Roger Simmons, says it's very difficult to defend against evidence you can't see.
Well, the challenge is defending against secret evidence is impossible. You have no way to know what they're saying about you, and you have no way to rebut it.
It will take some months for the cases of the three Muslim charities to be argued in court. In the meantime, Muslims who contributed millions of dollars to the groups are wondering how they can get their money to the people who need it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.